Welcome to episode 159 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Christmas is now just about a week away, and of course I'm beginning to think about slowing down and enjoying the festive period. But before that, of course, there are still matters of a photographic nature to attend to. I've had a whole bunch of client picture editing to complete recently, bringing everything up to date in plenty of time. In amongst that lot was also a recent shoot I did as part of my ongoing collaboration with personal trainer Stefan Konrad. In this week's show then, I'm talking through the workflow I used to prepare one of the images ahead of its intended use online. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 159. It's just after 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:06 to be precise, and it's a Saturday morning, and I am once again putting in some hours, and I'm really hoping not to be up for too much longer. Long story short, I'm going away for the weekend, so I'm having to get things done ahead of time and what have you. So I've sat here editing through some pictures, and there's a particular shot that I'm just about to work on, which is one that I shot very recently. It's the latest in my collaboration with a personal trainer. I know I mentioned in a previous podcast about this. He's training me, and we're working together to do some photography on an ongoing basis, and it's all working very well. Anyway, as I record this, we are just under 1 month until Christmas. So his name is Stefan, and so Stefan asked me if we could shoot a picture to illustrate one of his latest blog articles. And it's the basis to this article. I'm going to start clicking away and what have you in a minute. But the basis to this article is basically that, you know, the festive season's coming up, and if you've been training hard, you want to make sure you don't jeopardize that by you know, having all the overindulgence of all the Christmas food and chocolates and all this sort of thing. You need to be a little bit savvy and a little bit wise. You can still have those sort of things, but you just need to be a bit careful. So we we decided to set up this shot. It's a very simple still life shot, and it basically has a glass of water, some nuts, because of course nuts are very healthy, and a mince pie. So it kind of gives a bit of a balance. The components to this, that's basically it. Those items on a table, some LED fairy lights, which I just put on a wall in the background. Those appear sort of out of focus, but with these lovely kind of, you know, where they're so out of focus, the yellow and blue and green and orange and what have you, really strong colours, like these dots. It's lovely. Anyway, what I'm going to do is just talk a little bit. I can't talk for a long time because otherwise I just won't get this done. But I just thought I'd give you a glimpse into my workflow. So, excuse me, coughing. I've opened up Camera Raw. I've got this single image. It was shot on a Nikon D800 with an 80-200 long lens on a tripod to compress the perspective and throw that background out really lovely, so really shallow depth of field. The aperture was f5.6. The exposure was 3 seconds at ISO 100. So I've just opened up this picture, and usually what I do is I just go into the sharpening. For those of you that follow precisely, of course, it won't necessarily make sense for your camera and your setup, but my starting point is to have with the sharpening, amount 45, radius 1.0, detail 25, and masking 0. So I click on that, and that's all done. I'm just going to add the picture is already quite warm, and that's the effect we want, because it was actually lit essentially with tungsten light, so just regular. It was actually sort of regular light bulbs in a chandelier above this dark wood table. So I'm going to just leave that. What I am doing is just in the slider for the blacks, I am just going to just increase that as I always do. This is in the current version that I'm using here. This is at -30 on the sliders. Just gives a bit of richness in the shadows and makes all the colours pop a little bit. I'm going to just have a look with vibrancy just to see whether I want to adjust that. Where are we? Maybe just a fraction. We'll take that up to... yeah, we're going to take that to +20. Saturation... no, I'm going to leave that as it is because that's just going to oversaturate it. But that basically, just looking at that as my starting point, that's going to be fine. So I'm going to click Save Image and find the original folder where that is. Bear with me. There we go. And we shall just select there. Saving it as a JPEG, quality of 12, so maximum quality. Bear in mind, this is going to end up on the web, so I think the final size at 72 dpi is going to be around about 550 pixels across. Now, if you're not sure quite how to visualize that, if you look at the majority of illustrations that appear on the Active Photographer, those are sized at 550 across, usually by about 375 vertically. So I've saved that. Okay, oops, and I'm just going to go into my file finder, find that image, and I'm just going to drag that into Photoshop. There we go, and that's open. So let me, I've got some windows here, I'm just going to put to one side. I've got the layers, actions, and history palettes open, so I'm just going to pop those off to one side there. There we go. It's usually history that I use the most. So just going to zoom in a fraction, check the focus. That's lovely. The focus actually is on the nuts in the foreground. And the glass is slightly out of focus, but the mince pie is more so out of focus because we're trying to put the emphasis on the fact that you should be thinking about healthy foods, not just stuffing your face with mince pies. Not that there's anything wrong with mince pies, of course. So all I'm going to do, and I just want to kind of give you a bit of a sort of a bit of a taster almost on this, because like I said, I'm just going to crack on without sort of giving a commentary, because there's a fair bit to do, and I've got to drive about 3.5 hours tomorrow, or today as it is, and I really need some sleep. So there we go. So what I'm going to do is I could use I'm just having a look at the tools palette here. Could use the healing brush, but I'm actually going to select the clone brush and select the size of brush that I want. Okay, that's fine, nothing too big. And I'm just going to, at the moment, like I said, I've got this lovely rich table surface, but because it's a lovely sort of wooden table with a really nice red brick wooden background, it's all lovely, but the table is, it's super shiny, and it also has sort of just natural kind of sort of, although it's not falling apart by any means, it's got sort of just some natural cracks in it. We just want to sort of take those out. Just very, there's not a lot of, it's not really that sort of technical really what I'm doing. I'm just cloning out sort of the cracks, just working my way around, As I say, if I was to talk through the whole of this this image as I'm doing it, it would be pretty boring, to be honest. It's a visual thing. Obviously, if you're watching me do it, it wouldn't necessarily make it exciting, but you would have a better idea exactly of the progress. Oh, made a bit of a mistake there. You'd have a better idea of the progress of how this is going. So just, I'm currently working in the bottom right-hand corner of the frame, looking across. You've got all this like nice reflection here of the where the lights that are coming through the glass there. It's a really nice sort of reflection cast on the shiny table. As I say, the lighting, we just kept it really simple. I brought a load of extra lighting, some flashlights and what have you, but at the end of the day, if you can keep it simple, and knowing that we wanted a nice warm festive feel to the picture, it made, to me at least, perfect sense just to use the existing tungsten sort of household lights. It was shot at his house, you know. Just made sense. You don't always have to, you know, just because you've got the lights and all the rest of it, tempting as it might be to try to look clever with all this lighting and all the rest of it, sometimes you just don't need it. Just use what's available to you and you might be surprised. So one thing that is sort of apparent with this, and this is something that we kind of played with, I had my laptop with me when we did the shots, and we kind of did a few test shots and worked around with the depth of field a little bit, see what sort of clarity, what was in focus and what wasn't. And there was this real sort of one highlight in particular coming through on the sort of the top rim of the glass. And I thought it was a bit of a distraction, but I wasn't sure. So we thought what we'd do is we sort of take it out and see. And it turns out that actually, yes, it was better to take that out. But the thing is, sometimes by doing that, you can almost exclude too much. And so what we decided to do actually was just move the these little LED. They're just like LED fairy lights. They're brilliant. They use, you know, you can put them around things like around picture frames or mantelpieces and all that sort of thing. just I took along the multicoloured ones. You can get sort of clear ones and warm clear ones, and in this country certainly they are about, well, I got mine, you can get them places like IKEA and all the rest of it. I got mine in a place called Wilkinson's. It's kind of cheap household stuff, pretty good, and I think they were £3.50. They just run on a couple of AA batteries, but they do the treat perfectly because they've just thrown a bit of light into the shot, just, you know, that extra visual interest. And of course, this blog post is going out at the start of December. Okay, which is, as I record this, is a few days away, which is why I need to get this supplied before I head away for a few days, otherwise it won't be out in time. But for all the talk of, you know, Christmas and all the rest of it, more so the emphasis really is just highlighting the festive and socializing and all that sort of festive season, and, you know, not necessarily specifically just Christmas. So for anyone who's kind of thinking of sort of going away, going out with friends and all that sort of thing, it's just, you know, trying to suggest that. It was one of those things that originally I said about, we're talking about props and what have you, and I said, well, have you know, we don't want to go crazy spending on Christmas decorations or rest of it. I said, presumably you've got things like baubles and tinsel and all that sort of thing. It's a very twee sort of thing. And Stefan had already picked out just some sample images that he'd seen, and they did look very kind of very twee, very Christmassy, you know, very typical, should we say. So I was kind of keen to sort of work around that, really. And these lights just do it. I think they add that warmth and that kind of warm, fuzzy feeling that, you know, we all get thinking about Christmas and what have you. But somehow they're just, I think they're just a bit more classy in the picture. They just kind of suggest that sort of that sort of party atmosphere and what have you. They're nice. Just trying to get rid of this one particular mark which is here, and it's a little bit bigger, a little bit more obvious than the others. I'm going over it. You can probably tell from all the clicking. I'm actually using a mouse. One of the things that I meant to do at some point this year, and I never really got around to it, was to look at getting a graphics tablet, which I have used previously, and they are so much easier, especially when you're doing a lot of technical kind of editing work. But because this isn't too complicated, this work, I'm kind of getting away with it, I think, at the moment. Just trying to work out getting this. I'm currently on a bit which is to do with the table's surface, so I'm just getting rid of this line that's running through here. Don't want to completely get rid of you know, the grain of the wood or anything like that, but it's just a really big just a really big groove there. There are some which I'm going to leave in because they're just nice. They add texture, which again just adds that warmth. It tells you that it's lovely, you know, sort of warm lighting and the table and what have you. The red brick wall behind, although you can't actually see the bricks, when I, you know, as with a lot of shoots, you know, you go and you'll have a creative meeting or you'll have a conversation and what have you, and very often, you know, you'll have a look at the location that you're working in. It, if it's an outdoor shoot, it could be in woodland, it could be in a car park, it could be, I don't know, the options are limitless, of course, but you know, it's always good to see where you're working. So on one particular occasion, had a training session with Stefan and went to his place and had a look at the you know, because I hadn't been there before, just sort of getting an idea of the setup and what I'd need to bring and all the rest of it. And yeah, when I saw this, this table and this wall, I just knew that it would be perfect. You know, speaking of perfect, I'm just removing actually one of the highlights from one of the lights because I saw it at the time and I knew that actually it was kind of going to be easy to try and, you know, remove it in post-production on this occasion. It's a sort of a green light which is sort of, I don't know, it's kind of just a little bit reflected at the back of the table here. but because it's quite a gentle, subtle reflection, it's very slightly picked up the grain of the table. And it just looks, I don't know how to describe it really, it just kind of looks more like a smudge, really, if I'm honest, rather than a nice sort of circular highlight like the others. So all I'm doing is just getting rid of that. But, of course, the beauty with out-of-focus highlights and areas and all that sort of thing is, because there's no set lines to them, you can just kind of go a little bit crazy with them. Well, not crazy, but you can play around with the blurring. And of course, no one really knows what the what it sort of originally looked like. There's no right and there's no wrong. So that's almost done. Like I say, sometimes you can just be a bit too, you can do too much of too much cleaning up, you know. But that's looking all right. So what I'm going to do, that's a fair old go on that. What I'm going to do is actually get the, where am I looking? Getting tired now. Going to get the smudge tool and a fairly large size, and just on where is it? Smudge it. Just on that. Just going to. Actually, no, that's not working. Let me try the blur tool instead. I don't tend to use those too much, but on occasion, yeah, blur's working better. Basically, all I'm doing is just, these are really out of focus areas anyway, but I'm just kind of softening up those, sort of like, there's a couple of lines, well not lines, a couple of sort of like, you can see that the, almost like an edge that's been created. Just going to go back to the smudge tool. I'm going to pick a much, much softer one. Let's have a look. There we go. I'm just going to try a little bit again. Okay, well, the trouble is its strength is 100, so I'm just going to take it down to about 35. Let's try that. Oh, that's better. Much, much more subtle. I'm going to take it down even more, right down to 10. That's it. It's all a bit of a just kind of like softly, softly feeling your way through. That's better. We'll just kind of work on that. There we go. Lovely. Okay, that's looking alright. So what I'm going to do is just sort of zoom. I'm actually at working at 33% because it's a large file. Just having that, that's better. So what I've done is basically just sort of cleaned up sort of the very bottom sort of third or sort of almost half, sort of on the table, checking the reflections and all the rest of it. and that's basically it. For that, I've got to just go in, cleared out a few crumbs from the mince pie. A couple of the highlights in the glass there, just where, you know, it wasn't a brand new glass, it wasn't perfectly clean. I mean, you obviously you clean stuff, but it was sufficiently clean that there's, because there's all these streaky highlights anyway, which is nice. Again, I wasn't worried. I didn't have to waste time being really panicky and perfect with it. Just having a quick scoot around the picture. There are no dust marks, which is nice. it's just nice, soft, warm feel image. And what I'll do is, by the time you hear this, the blog post will have gone live. So I will share this picture in the show notes for this podcast, and then this podcast will go out in due course, which from the time that I record this is probably, as I say, it's a Saturday morning now, so it's going out on Monday. There'll be a different podcast on that Monday, but then in about a week after the following week's podcast, probably I will probably throw this podcast out there and you'll be able to see. So there we go, just 20 odd minutes, just of a very, very quick sort of overview. I know a lot of people, you know, you like to, you know, you obviously like to hear about the shots that I do and how I take them, what have you, but there are also those of you who, you know, are interested in the post-production side of things. So, you know, from time to time, I do share that. Regular listeners will know that I don't do a lot of post-production. I do enough just to kind of make the colors rich and all the rest of it. What else can I tell you briefly? We used the live view function, like the real-time video live view in the camera, just while setting up. That was great up to a point, but there comes a point where you have to just take some test shots, and that'll be what you know, gives you a true impression of what your images are going to look like. Like I say, put the pictures through through the laptop. Excuse me, yawning again. I took in total, including test shots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 shots. Played with the framing a little bit, the angle, what else? Moved the lights a little bit, and it was all sort of like just trial and error until we got what we wanted. So it took a couple of hours, and as ever, it's usually the setting up which takes the time. But yeah, just a very quick shoot for an illustrative shot to do with health, nutrition, that sort of thing. There will probably be more of the same, or rather very, very similar, these illustrative shots as my collaboration with Stefan continues into Christmas time, into the new year, and then into next year. I look forward to it because it's really good. We seem to complement each other quite well. I'm feeling really good with my training. He's obviously happy with my gains and my progress and what have you. So it all is rather nice. It's all rather good. So that is, I think I'm going to leave it there. Like I say, it's now, as I record this, looking at the time, it's just after 1:30, and I told myself I wasn't going to be up half the night because I've got a long drive, and I've had, was it last night, was a very broken sleep for one reason or another. The night before that, I was working until 3:30 in the morning, and then I had a training session today, or yesterday, technically as it is, so one way or another, excuse me, I am quite tired, both physically and mentally, and there's other stuff that I've been doing tonight as well, editing some other pictures to try and get them ready before going, but there we go. So hopefully that's been of use to you. If you have any questions specifically this time of year, if you're thinking about how to take Christmas festive type shots, that sort of thing, illustrative or otherwise, and you would like some advice or just opinion or what have you, then just let me know, because as ever, I'm more than happy to offer suggestions and opinions and advice if I can. But yeah, for now, I think that's just gonna zoom out again. That's looking nice. You'll see this picture once it does actually go live. It'll be in the show notes, like I say. But hopefully you've got some sort of an idea. Yeah, let's just think of other things I could mention. We changed the choice of nuts because certain nuts are better for you than others. We changed the quantity of them. We changed the glass on one occasion. The mince pie was just a generic thing in the background. But that's basically it. I would highly recommend, actually, if you're looking for a bit of colour, a bit of clarity, a bit of interest in your pictures, do have a look at these LED lights. In fact, have I got them? Just going to see if I've got them with me. Bear with me. No, I did have them, actually, and I've put them somewhere. In my sort of haste sorting stuff out for the weekend, I've put them down somewhere else. But there we go. Anyway, they're usually about 20 lights on a string, about £3.50. I actually bought some originally because I had some last year, which I just had in my office, but I watched a YouTube video. This is completely off topic, but I watched a YouTube video a month or two back, and this guy was doing a spot of like wild camping, and he actually strung some of these up on the inside of his tent, and it was lovely. Just added a really warm glow. He had like this, the clear sort of like the white ones, or warm tone white ones, and it just added a real nice sort of warmth. So I've got some wild camping coming up this winter, and I thought, do you know what, I'm going to get a set and going to try it. So I've got some others in reserve waiting, and I'm looking forward to testing those out and seeing how they go. So there you go. You know, sometimes you buy stuff for one purpose and you end up being able to use it in your photo shoots. But there we go. So enough waffling, and I'm aware that it's getting later and later, and that's probably exactly what's going to happen if I carry on. So hopefully that's enough technical stuff for you. I know some of you are more into that side of things than others. If for no other reason, then hopefully this has given you some sort of ideas how you might kind of just play around with still life shots, just to create some stuff, even if it's just to put up on your Flickr account or something. So there we go. That's enough from me, I think. So for now, I will leave it there. In other news, I've also agreed to be used as a case study by Stefan, and of course I'll bring you updates along those lines in the future. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.